Momotaro. Once upon a time, there lived an old man and an old woman who had no children. One day, the old man went to the mountains to cut firewood. The old woman went to the river to do the laundry. She saw a huge peach come floating down the river. What a lovely peach! I'll take it home and we'll have it for supper. That evening, the old woman showed the man the peach. She brought a knife. The old man started to cut the peach, but suddenly it split in two, and from the middle, out jumped a tiny little boy. The old man and woman were very surprised. They decided to keep the little boy for their own and to name him Momotaro. The years passed, and Momotaro grew large and strong. One day, bad news came to the village. The ogres who lived on Onigashima were making raids on the villages along the seacoast. Everyone was very scared of the ogres. When Momotaro heard this news, he went to his father. Father, I am going to Onigashima to conquer the ogres. His father and mother tried to make him stay at home, but Momotaro was determined to go. His parents finally consented. His father gave Momotaro the family sword. His mother made dumplings for him to take along. Momotaro put the sword around his waist, tied the dumplings in a bag, and said goodbye to his parents. As he went along the road, he met a dog.
Where are you going, Momotaro?
To Onigashima to conquer the ogres.
What do you have in that bag?
The best dumplings in all Japan.
If you give me one, I'll go with you.
All right. Come on. And Momotaro gave the dog a dumpling. A little farther along the road, they met a monkey. The monkey asked for a dumpling too. Momotaro gave him one, and the dog and the monkey followed Momotaro down the road. Soon they met a pheasant. The pheasant asked for a dumpling. Momotaro gave him one, and the pheasant joined the party. Soon Momotaro, the dog, the monkey, and the pheasant drew near Onigashima. They saw an ogre keeping watch from a high cliff. He ran down to warn the other ogres. They all ran inside their fort and locked the gate. When Momotaro and his followers came to the gate, the pheasant flew in and unlocked it. Momotaro and his friends rushed in. Momotaro fought with the sword his father had given him. The dog bit the ogre's heels. The monkey scratched them with his fingernails. The pheasant flew over their heads and pecked at their eyes. Soon the ogres were crying for mercy. After the ogres promised never to leave Onigashima again, Momotaro collected all of their treasure and piled it into his boat. He and his friends returned home. Meanwhile, at Momotaro's home, his parents thought that they had lost their son. Suddenly, from the road, they heard gay voices. They jumped to their feet and rushed outside. They saw Momotaro returning home with his followers
and with the cart piled high with treasure. There was great rejoicing in the village that night. Momotaro promised his parents that he would stay home from now on and take care of them. And the ogres never returned.